This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We see this polarization of our state. I'm looking at Josh. You're talking about the title of this blurb is called "Law Lives Splatter." A new law passed in Oklahoma and Tennessee, where basically, if protesters are threatening you in your car and you just happen to hit them and it either causes bodily injury or death, you're not going to be charged. Now, if somebody's swinging a baseball bat or has a gun aimed at me in my car and my family's in it, of course I'm going to hit them. And if they happen to get injured or dead, of course I shouldn't be charged, no matter what state I'm in. But people have to understand, they want to polarize society. Now, let's ask, what does Black Lives Matter or these people want? They're being paid by George Soros to cause polarization. Just like right now, I notice on commercials on television, they're putting only black people in these commercials. They don't put white people or people who are Hispanic even in there. Why? Because they want to polarize. And now I have black friends that are great black friends. They're really close to me, okay? I've had them for years. But they want to polarize because if they can polarize society, like the devil can split them up. Or they can say, look, I even have gay friends and tranny friends. I would not them having touching, you know, training my kids, but they're still people. And they deserve respect and a job, and they don't need to be fired because they're different, okay? Yeah. But what we have, and again, in some countries, like in Saudi Arabia, if you're gay, you get thrown out the ninth-floor window, okay? Or you get beheaded before Friday morning prayers.
Yeah.
Now, I would treat those people because they're sick. The problem is we don't want to call them. So years ago, under pressure, the medical establishment said, if you have a sexual deviant person like this guy, this kid that was sexually addicted, I'm sure somebody somewhere knew that this kid that went and killed all these Asian girls, because maybe he thought Asian girls were really hot. He decided, I got to control my addiction. I'm going to just kill all these girls that make me feel sexually out of control. And I don't think it was a negative thing against him. It was because he got so turned on by it, he was like a sexual addict. They were like his injected drug, if you want to call it, when he saw them.
Yes.
Yep. It's the exact opposite of what they're telling you. Now, we have a sick society that won't deal with illness, mental illness and so on. For example, guns don't kill people. These kids that killed people a few years ago in Florida, they're people that were out of control. And these children, we probably know in advance, months, there were complaints by teachers, by friends, and so on in school. Even the other school kids knew, this kid is a dangerous kid. I mean, I heard the same garbage with Klebold and Harris and Columbine High School. Other kids knew these kids were making pipe bombs in their garage, and they sort of the police locally know that. Their parents certainly did, and they were in the military. What the hell? Why are they letting the kids get chemicals and making pipe bombs in their garage? Where are they going to put the goddamn pipe bombs? These are mentally ill kids. By the way, they were on drugs. We know that both people in Harrison Bowl on SSRI drugs, antidepressants. And you got a kid making pipe bombs on an SSRI drug. What the hell do you expect? I called SSRI drugs, like Prozac. I've changed the name. Do you know what I've called it? Just be my sarcastic Dr. Bill Deagle self. I don't call it Prozac. I call it Kill You Jack. Do you like that, Kill You Jack? Instead of Prozac, it's Kill You Jack. Do you like that, hey?
Yeah.
Pretty funny, hey?
Yeah.
Now, people say, I want to contain Deagle. I want to put Deagle in a box. He's just this doctor, or he thinks he's a prophet, or he's this or that. I'm a box agnostic. I'm whatever you want me to be, okay? If you ask me a question, but I'm going to be two to three things. Number one, I serve God. I love mankind. No matter what you are, and even if you're screwed up. And number three, I'm honest and I'm fearless. I do not have a spandex suit that can fly at the speed of light that's fireproof. But I do not have a cape. But intellectually and spiritually, I am Clark Kent. I am Superman. Now, if you're offended by that and you think I'm an arrogant son of a bitch, because I'm not, because I'm gifted. I'm gifted so I can take care of you, mankind, who's basically too stunned to actually get out of your own ways, but helping you think about how to think and having compassion for each other, no matter if they're sick or not. For example, if I could have gotten to this kid, to kill these Asian girls, and if I was, say, a doctor or a relative or a friend in the area, I would have got this kid off to a psychiatric hospital, and I'd figure out what's wrong with his brain. I'd get him medical care and or nutraceutical care or biofeedback or other things, or addiction care, because he's obviously a sexual addict, and he's out of control. He's probably manic depressive. And then these Asian girls would have been fine. All right? So
yes.
We have a society that doesn't give a shit, okay? And they get polarized. Like our society the last year or so, since the COVID-19, is polarizing more and more. And what's happening under Barack Obama, again, remember, that's what the devil does. He divides. Remember, the first division is devil comes up to the serpent, to Eve, and he says, Eve, now, even though you're so smart, you're like Adam, you're taken from his rib, you know all the animals and plants in the world, you lived over 900 years, you graduated, God made you so smart, now you don't need to go out and pray to God in the garden tomorrow. You're still Adam, he graduated too. He doesn't need to pray to God. So they arrive in the garden, and God says, why are you here in the garden? You're naked. They weren't naked physically, like with a little apron on. They were naked spiritually because they didn't have a relationship with God. Now, our society is naked. Now, I hear all these people in these churches, there's going to be a rapture. The church is going to get taken away from heaven. You're full of shit. None of your pastors are prophets. None. Okay? And all these experts, even like Dr. Coleman, say, you got the vaccine out there, it's going to cause all these people new strains. This is more crap so that when something does happen down the road, they can justify more lockdowns, more vaccines, and more cyber-connecting the human race to the supernet. The problem is people don't discern, break things, any things down. If I could talk to, President Trump was there, I'd have the military operational in Central and South America and other countries like Afghanistan, where instead of making a deal with these bastards in Afghanistan, where the Golden Triangle is and all the illegal drug trade is coming out of, they'd be dead. DEA dead. I'd be hitting with space and electromagnetic drones and all kinds of crap, and they would be buried in the ground, and their bones would be a smoldering in the ground. And then we would treat the normal human beings there so they actually have a decent life and they can plant their food and live it and eat the fruit thereof and live in a home and travel back and forth to work safely and be able to have hotels and other things and have real businesses. We are full of crap. And we don't want to face the fact we're full of crap. And that includes the churches, the geopolitical system. That's why when I watch TV right now, for example, I have up my TV with the sound off, I either have Fox News or Newsmax. Well, both are controlled opposition. I see the same thing in school. When I went to school, all the way from grammar school to middle school and high school, my teacher would ask me something, and I'd come back and give them smart answers and realize, Billy, you're a problem. You already know all the information before the teacher finishes, and then you're embarrassing the teacher right through medical school and residency and so on. And it's not like I'm so smart. It's just like you ask better and better questions, and you want an answer, and when you find it, you realize your teacher is trying to control you, trying to do mind control. And it's worse now. All the media is mind control. All of it.
Yes.
And that includes even on the right. Most of it is like spin it. Like they may know 50% or 70% truth. And then they spin the rest of it because they want to feel real special and sell products or do other crap. Okay? If I sell you a product, it's because it's superior and it'll do the job. If I tell you I'm going to do a free consult and I'm not going to charge you because I'm compassionate, I will not even charge you now to email you back to do a consult and tell you what you need to do with your doctor. Or what you need to do geopolitically. For example, I had a guy yesterday was calling, and he called the show and he wanted to know what to do about the forced vaccine because I think he's in health professionals, his wife was, and she was stupid enough to take the vaccines. I said, I'd get the pro se litigant course, how to win in court. We have three cartridges. We have the witness box, right? We've got the cartridge box, and we have what's called the voter box. If you don't know how to pro se litigant actions, and they should have been taught this by middle school, we don't have a society. You have a bunch of minions that actually vote for an idiot, usually with a lower IQ than you, that's going to be your so-called representative in state or federal government here in America, and same thing overseas in whatever country you're in. And then the elite, whether they're financially or other elite, or tied to the banks and whatever, they're running the whole show and tell you what the hell to do, whether they create mortgages or businesses, whatever. And we have basically, may not think of them as the kings and queens like Europe, but they're resurrecting them. For example, in the near future, if they have their way, they'll reduce the population of the world to 500 million, and we'll have a new cast of what we call kings and queens of the world. There'll be cybernetic and geopolitical and genetic kings and queens with enhanced genetics to live for centuries, and the rest of us will be like minion drones, and they'll terminate us if we piss them off. But people don't want to face that. They think, you're different. They go, I said, yeah, I'm different. I'm a, I'm a titanium ball bearing in the candy bowl of life that's going to break the teeth off of the effing bastards that want to eat us, the human beings alive. Oh, my God, I broke my teeth off on Deagle. Holy shit, what do I do now? How about die? Now, the problem is actually you're so freaking simple, but people don't face it. Even when I'll give an example. We hear Dr. Carrie Made, and I've been trying to get her for now a couple of weeks now, and she doesn't respond at all.
Yes.
Why? I've been trying to get Dr. Sari Tenpenny. I got her on like maybe a year ago for a few minutes, but she won't come on. She's booked right through to June. Why? She's going to be interviewed by people that are knuckleheads or people that know marginal amounts of knowledge in medicine, even doctors that have called MD. Most of them are their MD stands for more dough or more desperate. Or more dumb. How's that? They don't stand for more knowledge.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. The problem is, if you interview with Deagle, I'm going to enhance what you know, and I'm going to get it to action where if you got it, you got an action plan to do that. Don't panic, or it's the end of the world and all this crap. Just take action.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
00.
Staff that was like a sexual predator that I was going to come back on the show now. So here I want to crystallize this. If you're out there and you have someone you like, if you're listening to them, write them or email them, say, you need to call Dr. Deagle or email him. My email is real simple. You can go to the drbilldeagle7@gmail.com or drbilldeagle.md@gmail.com And I will respond, and I'll find out if I can dialogue with them on the phone, and then if they're going to be a good person. Basically, the three criteria. Number one, they know their subject, or they do it. They have references like Dr. Betty Martini. They know their place. In other words, they know what their knowledge level is compared to mine, and they're willing to let me cross-examine them, so they're willing to defend themselves. And number three, they're willing to be honest, okay? Now, it's a really difficult thing dealing with somebody like me. That's like taking a normal person and having a face up to a human supercomputer. That's me. And I'm not a mean person, and I'm very compassionate, but I don't tolerate crap. In other words, if you say something that's intellectually wrong that's going to hurt my audience, I'm going to take you apart or I'm going to correct you. I may correct you very calmly and nicely. Or if you say something that's really nasty, I'm going to do it really nasty, and it's going to leave a mark. Now, for that reason, I've had, for example, Dr. Jerry Barrett used to take over from Tex Mars. He's a little terrified to come on my show because he says things that, you know, he has this newsletter. I just got it again here a few minutes ago from Power of Prophecy. And he'll say, you know, the end of the world and all this other crap. It's like, excuse me, it's easy to stop the end of the world. I mean, you know, it says in the book of Mark, lest those days be cut short, nor flesh would survive. Why do you think people like Deagle is around? Why do you think God sends witnesses and prophets at the time of the end? Because he, God, is going to not only send witnesses, he's going to intervene, and he's going to cut short those days so the human race will not be wiped out. Because if there wasn't people like me that actually will go all the way from just not only problem identification to solutions, then the human race will be wiped out because we have basically gutless idiots that are running things that want to feel special because they glorify the problem, but they don't have any ideas on how to create a solution. Now, the problem is that people are terrified of people like me. They don't know what the hell to do. In 2007, when I came back from Republic Radio because I wanted to get more airtime, because I was doing only a few hours a week at Genesis, and I eventually got 2 hours over at Republic, Alex called me to come back, and he said, well, you can do more. And eventually I ended up doing 2 hours of radio every day right after his show, which is really good because he's very popular. But when I disagreed with him, because I eventually expanded my hour to 3 hours, and right now I'm going back to 2 hours, going to do more video, and I'm going to stay at Genesis. It's a great place. But what happened is Alex got really angry with me because I disagreed with his Dr. Jones, his nuclear physicist from the University of Utah. Now, the problem is, if you disagree with me, yeah, better watch it, because I'm not going to, you know, I don't know everything. You don't ask me to say discern something in a certain language like Chinese or Japanese, because I don't know the languages. Now, if I had for some reason to learn something, I'll learn it. I can learn very quick, probably quicker at my age at 69 than most people in their 20s. But if I have to learn something, I will. Like Hebrew, I've learned a lot of Hebrew things lately, like the Aaronic blessings and so on, and the scriptures, which I didn't know years ago. But I want people to understand that I'm trying to stick by logic, which means if there's anything cognitively dissonant that doesn't make sense, I'm going to get rid of it. And there's a lot of things I've been taught when I was younger, whether it's religion or geopolitical, and I realize even including education. Firstly, our educational institutions shouldn't constrict your ability to acquire new information that's completely separate from the database you originally were introduced to. But most people are educated, are actually educated in such a way that they're constrained to the point where they can't get out of the box and develop new database information, whether it's in music or science or whatever, and the result, it actually constricts society to adapt to the changes in what we're facing, right?
Exactly. But on the other hand, you're taught to learn to get along with everyone else by not anyone's credit.
I've never been like that. I never learned to get along. That's why... I taught myself. By the time I was four, I pulled a reel-to-reel tape recorder and a Swiss watch apart and put them back together on my own. I was building high explosives and solid fuel rockets when I was 12 and 13. I'd order the chemicals up, build them, I had to make a toggle wall with my brother so I wouldn't blow my hands off. I had to actually mix the chemicals through a wall. People say, well, what kind of kid were you? Not a normal kid. Not by any means. And we did crazy stuff. Like we'd get ropes 40, 50 feet up on big trees. We had huge trees in our home and the trees nearby in Toronto, Nova Scotia, we'd swing across like Tarzan in the area. It's like, whoa, man, you're going to die, kid. You fall off that rope, you're finished. In fact, one of my brothers did fall, and he luckily was stopped as he fell through the branches. But when he fell, he had to take him back in a wagon back to the house, and he got a bunch of, you know, pretty bad bruised bones. I mean, luckily he didn't break anything, but he was pretty messed up for some weeks afterwards. You have to understand that if you're not willing to step out of the box, and the problem is our educational system and our religious systems are building boxes around your thought patterns. They don't kind of expand you. They expand what the name of what it is, for example. What is, you know, I call religion, real lies going on. That's why we have so many different religions. Because it's actually got the totality. When Jesus comes back, when God comes back and he marries the bride, do you think there'll be any religions? Of course not. They'll all be gone because we'll have total knowledge. Do you think we'll need money? Of course not. Because we'll have means of exchange. Maybe we'll have a currency system, but it'll be godly. Do you think we will have property? Of course we'll have property, but we won't have government taxing the hell out of us and taking our money to put it for somewhere where it doesn't belong. The problem right now is we have this damn big government that's basically sucking us dry and putting money where it doesn't belong. And now, of course, we have a situation where Joe Biden is printing $1.9 trillion and plus the money that he already got last year. They had six major things for billions of dollars. And they haven't even spent that money yet. Who's going to pay for it? Oh, we're just going to jam up your taxes through the ceiling and destroy business. Because that's what they want to do. They want a deep six of the economy. They want people to say, hey, why should I build your vehicles in here? So Ford Corporation, for example, I think what I remember the state was yesterday, they announced they're going to move the plant from, I think, Ohio to Mexico. Right? Of course, under Biden, what the hell do you expect? Of course you're going to build a damn vehicle in Mexico. You can drive it up in a couple hours or put it on a ship and bring it up, and you're going to build it with cheaper labor in Mexico with all the bullshit of dealing with America. You know, people don't get this, do they? They just... And that's why when I get a kick out of people, they don't know how to even think about thinking about how do I process information. And you don't have to be a genius, even just an average intelligent person. When I train people, all of a sudden they do better on scores and tests. It's like, why? Because they have to anticipate. You have to understand what the test maker wants you to answer to get a good answer on the test. If you haven't been able to score what the test maker wants, you're going to look stupid on the test. You have to satisfy the test maker, right?
That's right.
It's not necessarily measuring your intelligence, it's measuring your compliance. You follow me?
Exactly.
When you have somebody like me, you know, that discovers new things, that's why I ask people, go ahead and ask me something. For example, John, okay, I'm going to invent a few things because you're having trouble today inventing them. Okay, number one, how do you make a system of power distribution so that you don't have to have substations? Well, you need plasma lines with specially fire supercomputer things, so it's a hollow power line. You can also drop all of your high-speed supernet on there, and you can transmit all over the country using the same power lines. It's all DC. How do you create power? You have two major ways besides gas and coal and whatever. You have fusion reactors. Not funny.
There's so much.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is again hammering the Biden administration over the surge at the southern border.
The United States now has an unprecedented 13,000 migrant children in custody. At least one migrant facility hit 729% capacity.
The California Republican saying he still hasn't heard from the White House regarding a requested meeting with the president on border security. Congress is voting later today on two pieces of immigration legislation. One is the DREAM Act.
DREAMers are doctors, nurses, lab technicians, contact tracers, and job creators.
Congressman Raul Ruiz, head of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. The bills are expected to pass in the House. It's unclear if the Senate will take them up. USA Radio News. The Border Patrol is staying busy in South Texas, the agency saying they've encountered a large group of illegal aliens entering Hidalgo County this week, agents taking a group of 154 people into custody on Wednesday. Former DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says things are not getting better on the U.S.-Mexico border.
We have a full-blown crisis on our southwest border at the moment. I would say what has changed is the messaging out of the administration. Back in 2019, under President Trump, we had messaging as don't come because you will not be let into the country. We know that the vast majority of these folks do not qualify for asylum, but unfortunately today we have a different set of messaging and a different set of policies in place, which are encouraging. They are the pull factors that we see today, which is encouraging this crisis.
Weekly jobless claims on the rise. The Labor Department reporting 770,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits last week. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition.
Back, I'd like you that's good. We're going to ask people out there, if you have any questions of anything that's not been solved, for example, I get questions all the time in an email because I'm up day and night, you know, answering questions, 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning, whatever. People are wanting protocols, and they'll say, I've got this and that. And people send me all kinds of stuff. I mean, more than I really necessarily want to hear. Even people's, like, you know, medical history and other things. I said, look, here's a supplement you need to take. These are things you can do with your local doctor. I don't want to do that now. I'll tell them even what tests and what labs they can go to get it done. But the same thing goes with other problems. think of me as the answer man. In other words, God's given me the ability to break problems down to their constituent parts so that it can say, okay, I may not have the answer today, but I know where to go search the answer by asking more and more questions to get rid of cognitively dissonant ideas and to find what is the actual source of the problem. For example, this young guy that killed these Asian women, as I mentioned, I sorted that problem out. What's your next big question that you say you think I maybe know what you're thinking? Maybe I don't. You tell me what issues do you think that the average public would be. Let's say you're going to pretend you're the member of the public listening. What issues do they want answered? For example, one of the big ones I would say is, my wife is a nurse, I'm a doctor, they're going to force me to take the vaccine. And I did this yesterday, I said, get that pro se litigant course and file legal action now. Don't wait until they actually force you or say they're going to take you away from your job. Or you got an airline, you're going to actually go on it. Do you have to wear a face diaper in order to fly in the airline? Go and sue the airline before you get on your flight. File a legal action on them so say you cannot stop me from flying because I won't wear a face diaper. We already know that the only thing that stops the virus, if particles, would be something like a NIOSH mask, but you know what? You don't even have HEPA filters inside these aircraft, so if somebody coughs in the back of the aircraft, it's going to blow in your face in 2 minutes. So the airlines are all full of crap. They've known this since the early 1980s when they actually removed all the HEPA filters from the aircraft because it was expensive every flight when it landed to change all the HEPA filters. So, John, go ahead and ask any question you want, and if you're out there, if you're really brave, ask me any question on any issue, health, geopolitical, spiritual, whatever, and I'll give you the freaking answer. Go ahead.
Well, as you and I are well aware, the military is in control. They've even tried
to... Oh, yeah, they're in martial law. Now, the military is kind of stumbling along because they have a kind of a, a stultified way of looking at every problem. So what they do is kind of stumble a bit. For example, if I was in the military, I would have already sent military troops down to Central America to clean up the mess so the people won't be emigrating, because when I saw the interview the other day with Tucker Carlson, they actually cleaned up with the help of Donald Trump, and the level of crime has dropped by 70% in say, El Salvador. They had El Salvador and President Don. So in other words, when you reduce the crime level, when we get rid of the drug cartels, when you have a means to have a normal income down there, and they have money to actually build homes and have farming equipment or whatever they need to have a business and build things and sell them to other people, they don't need to come here because they love being in their own culture. They want their own family. They want their relatives around. I mean, let's make this really freaking simple. Let's make their life decent so they don't need to want to come here. And if they come, they come visit because they're going to come in as a tourist. You don't need to come here crawling with their kids, going 1,500 miles and selling their kid to drug cartels three or four times so they can have enough money to put food on their table, because their kid is basically sold as a proxy like a wild animal to drug cartels so they can bring carfentanil in here and kill our kids. 80,000 every year dying from drug overdoses. And, of course, the drug cartels are tied to our deep state inside the country. They're at the same time attacking people like Donald Trump and other people like you and me. At the same time, they're stuffing billions of dollars in their back pocket. Let's call a spade, okay? Everything that's going on is total bullshit. You know, if we actually, even during Trump, why didn't Trump send the military down to clean up these things? He's already doing a lot of good things, but he should have done even more. If you could speed dial legal, I would have said, look, Trump, that's good. You gave money, made sure that El Salvador cleaned up some of the military. I would have sent the troops down there. It would have been a blitzkrieg. It would be a weekend where you kill all the effing bastards. All these drug cartel guys we know from space and other electronic AI super killer drones, whatever, they die so fast they would know they ever had a freaking pulse. Okay? Problem solved, and the regular normal people would say, I love our little country, El Salvador. I don't want to move. My daddy can grow food now. We have a nice school. We have internet. I can actually build stuff. We're actually manufacturing stuff and selling it to America and Europe. And guess what? They have a life. And the same thing goes countries all over the world. They actually did a survey here last year. 275 million people worldwide want to move to America. You know why? We have some things that are right, especially under Trump. But now this bastard, this so-called pedophile in chief, is dismantling America. I can't stand it. I can't stand this snarky asshole standing there, and they got this green screen because they're not even necessarily producing a movie telling us that Biden is really our president, which is bullshit. He stole the election. He's lying to us, and he says he's moderate, and he's ripping the country to the guts out of it. Now they got 21 states suing him for the pipeline he shut down, and all the jobs, and the borders wide open, and these kids are being used as basically chattel. Some of them dying on the way trying to get here because the drug cartels are going crazy. And, of course, they're done. We're going to dump these people really anywhere in the country. They can arrive up in Massachusetts, where my son lives in Hull. We're going to visit him in 2.5 months. Or they can dump anywhere. So, you know, you can't say that Biden's doing anything for America. He's ripping the guts out of this country. There's nothing he's done. He has the anti-Midas touch. Everything turns to bullshit.
Yes. Yeah. I thought of that concept about 40 years ago.
So if anybody wants to think, well, I would think of an alternative looks. You know, I want everybody to have a decent life, even if you're an alternative type of person, okay? But don't try to evangelize my kids, and don't try to think you're going to try to beat up people that are straight because we're straight. Don't try to have cancel culture come in and say you can't say certain words like in schools, like this New York school has cancel culture. Don't think you're going to get away with that crap. No, you're not. Don't think you're going to come for my guns. I don't want to shoot you, but if you come to harm me, you're going to die. I'm not going to go to your house. I'm not going to go steal stuff from you. But you come to hurt me and my family, you're going to die. Just like I like these bills that they passed. And it's funny, I got it up on the screen here. It says, Josh says it in, I think, Tennessee and this other state. He calls it, instead of All Lives Matter, he says All Lives Splatter. That's the title of it. New law would make it illegal to run over protesters who block your roadways. These are people trying to kill you with a baseball bat or a gun in your car because they're protesting, right? All Lives Splatter. What a comedian, eh? Now, I don't want to see this kind of polarization. It's happening because the elite are getting money from polarization. They make money by saying, we're only going to make commercials now with black people. Like, why? Why not with Hispanic people or Asian people or white people or whatever? Who gives a crap? What the hell? And it's not going to make black people better. It's trying to make people hate black people. I can only see people, black people in commercials now. There are no white people anymore. Why? Why is that? It's not to make things equal. Even this money they gave to the farmers, they gave the farmers to the Biden administration only to people who were black. Not even Asian or anything, any other race. If they didn't have a black skin, ain't going to get any cash for you, boy. Taking your lady, you're going to take care of that farm. How disgusting. These are racist maniacs, aren't they?
Yes, they are, Dr. Deagle, and it's going to continue. Now,
no, it's not. I'll say why. They're reaching the nidus of it. Right now we hear Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's relative is Nancy Pelosi. She's a witch. She's a person of clay and iron. This woman is a Draco Reptilian slime bucket, okay? And she's got so much makeup and black surgery, I'm sure that when she wants to wipe her, scratch her ass, she just has to go her left cheekbone, okay? She's pulled the flesh up so much from her ass. I got a kick out of her, and she'll say things that are obscenely the exact opposite of truth, and she'll look at you straight face like, you got to believe me, and she's popping her eyes so much, I think, my God, man, I hope those eyeballs are stuck really deep in your head because they're going to pop out and they'll roll around the floor. She's really nervy. I mean, and these people are nervy. They'll assault you with their so-called statements, and you better believe me because I'm Nancy and I'm talking. You're a narcissistic, satanic egomaniac, and you need to shut the hell up and go away. And the problem is, you see, we tolerate these people. Why do we tolerate them? God knows. Even Trump tolerated other rhinos inside the Republican Party or people in his relatives like Judge and Jared Kushner and even his daughter. I mean, he's gone apostate. If you actually want the truth, you got to actually go 100%. You can't go 50% and think, oh, I need to tolerate people that are wacky. No, you don't. Even during Trump, if they had gone down and cleaned up all the military in these states, who would have them trying to immigrate here? They'd love their own country. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com. Red Deer Velvet, DR, is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
He basically got trained also, they trained him both, not only in Israel, but also with the special forces. He said, look, if the native peoples, let's say the in Algonquin Indians, say in Quebec, whatever, were attacked, they got 50 caliber machine guns, anti-aircraft and so on, and you know, rocket-propelled grenades, etc. And the first thing they do if tanks came in, it wouldn't be like the Tiananmen Square. They wouldn't be stupid and stand in front of the tanks. They'd actually figure out how to cut off the tanks or block them, or put things in the roadway to blow the tracks off them. And when they couldn't get out of their vehicles, they'd firebomb them with the things that would basically firebomb them, and they'd be running out of their tanks wondering what the hell to do. They only recruited specific troops from a specific division of the Chinese military that would shoot at citizenry, because all the regular Chinese military wouldn't shoot. So they had to get a specific division they already pre-checked would actually kill citizens when ordered, no matter what. That's one of the things when they recruit somebody to be a Navy SEAL, they ask the specific question, will you shoot at American citizens if ordered, no matter what the cause? And if you answer, no, I won't shoot, you're no longer can certify as a Navy SEAL. Did you know that?
That doesn't surprise me.
Right. Now, most of those guys afterward, they change their viewpoints because they've been in the SEALs and they realize, we're just being made as a killing machine for globalists who don't give a shit about our republic, because if you don't care about the Constitution, about the rights of citizens that don't have guns, or they're just standing in front of you, you don't have a country. Okay? A country is not just a piece of territory or whatever. It's an attitude toward the rights of other individuals in your country, where no matter what their skin color, so they have the right to property, personal autonomy, like refusing vaccines, and the right to travel without a face diaper when they fly. Okay? So, you know, if I was going to redo Tiananmen Square, what I would have told the Chinese is, number one, like my Algonquin friend and who rented, basically we gave him home free for him and his family to use for a number of years, between Lake Temiscaming, which is a 26-mile-long lake, it's a giant lake, almost like an ocean, between Ontario and Quebec years ago. And their daughter was just 2 weeks younger than ours, born at the time when our daughter was born. And when she was born with Down syndrome, their little girl was 2 weeks different, younger than ours, and she would often come over to our home, and she had Down syndrome too. She's a big girl. Big girl.
Yes.
Much bigger than our daughter. Anyway, what happened is people would realize that made sense. The native won't BS around there. They wouldn't be like these stupid Chinese standing in front of tanks. They'd blow the tracks off the vehicle and firebomb them, and if they tried to come out, they'd starve to death, trying to get water to dehydrate, they'd shoot them in the head. You know, right. The fact is that, you know, that's why if they want to disarm us, if they want to start taking our guns, we're going to march down and we're going to kill all you guys after we take you away to military tribunals. If you want to have a real revolution, you piss us off to that point and then you're going to die. I am not going to submit to somebody trying to put cybernetic freaking chips inside my blood or my genes or taking away my guns so I can't defend myself and my family. I'm not going to put up with it. And believe me, I'm really creative. I can make weapons that you can't even imagine how deadly they are.
I know you can.
Right. And I want people to understand that the reason why we tolerate things like Tiananmen Square is because they just were stupid. They were, their culture, I call it the chopstick culture. You know why the Chinese have chopsticks? The emperor 2,000 years ago didn't want the public to have long knives, so he decided that they should eat by chopsticks. So he made the emperor's rule that only his private guard could carry knives, like 18 inches long or whatever. So the result, only his private guard had knives. And one of the things that's interesting is they're all trained to be right-handed or dexterous, right? But if you came against somebody who was ambidextrous, who could do battle with left hand, the guard was chopped to pieces. And that's the reason why the most deadly military in the ancient Ephraimites were the ambidextrous Irish. That's why the Irish were the first to kill off the snake people, because they're ambidextrous. They're also ambidextrous intellectually, too. I've got Irish background going on. My grandmother was from from Cork, Ireland. And the Irish are interesting. They are creative on one side, and the other side, they're actually able to kind of flip things around and see the other side of it, which is good. It means you can actually look at the other side of issues and realize, well, they try to pretend there's no solution because that's the way to maintain control. Pretend there's no solution. Like I hear Alex Jones, my guy, oh, it's so awful, oh, it's so good, things are all going to be better. Look, there's a crossover point where if we don't get the audits, if they do try to take away our guns, there's going to be a precipitation of a level of action that's going to end this bullshit, okay?
Yeah.
It's not going to go on forever. We're not going to have an election in 2022 or 2024 and Trump come back. If we don't solve it this year, we're done. The dollar is going to crash. The economy is going to crash. The banks are going to try to raise their taxes through the ceiling. And then a lot of businesses, like Ford yesterday, announcing they're going to move from, I think, Ohio down to Mexico. They're just going to say, business is going to say, look, hey, you're going to raise my corporate rate to 28%. The corporation, the Ford Corporation that makes charred cars here, can easily just fire it down to Mexico and build a plant there in no time.
Yeah.
And we don't get it. We don't get it, do we? And the thing is, oh, how did that happen? That's because we're dumbasses and we have people who are not businessmen running our country. Joe Biden couldn't run a freaking burger stand. He's never run anything. Yeah. He's been in the Senate forever. Donald Trump's a businessman. He could run the country. That's why he knows how to run the country. But Donald Trump doesn't have experts that he listens to like us. And he believes in relatives like his son-in-law, who works with George Soros. And that's why things are a freaking mess.
Yeah. If I may just make a few comments, not necessarily related to other at all. Regarding armored personnel carriers that we will probably encounter if the police decide to confiscate or attempt to confiscate weapons, we won't be dealing with tanks with treads, but rather armored vehicles that have very large wheels that can travel on the freeway in the number one or fast lane at 70 miles an hour. Secondly,
okay. Well, every kind of vehicle, no matter how it's made, probably doesn't have plating that actually will, like the depleted uranium plating, it'll stop. Weapons that can blow off either the tracks or make it immobilized. Okay. Not only that, they're not airtight, so as a result, you give them specific gases, they actually can immobilize the people inside them. Him with, for example, even a non-lethal weapon like my pepper ball gun, those fumes get sucked into the air vents. They're pretty soon coughing their guts up. I can't see a freaking thing. So, the problem we have to do is just be a little creative here and realize that they never think things out. They always just think, well, we've got this great big weapon, and we're going to drive into your neighborhood, but we can blow the tracks off your weapon. We can hit it with a gas that can actually immobilize it or create a cloud around it so you can't see a damn thing. I mean, people need to realize that they're not, these people are not infinite geniuses. They're idiots.
Yeah. On another topic, I think last week was International Women's World Week or something like that.
Yeah.
But what most American women do not understand is once they leave the United States, there are really no women rights whatsoever.
Exactly, that's right. In fact, America was, until all this BS started rising in the 70s, the best place for women, because women had rights. Now, the problem is we get twisted women to start getting more and more positions of power, and we see that with Kamala Harris and other women who like AOC. AOC is a nutball. She's mentally ill. She should not be in any representative place of power, okay? You should realize that if you show signs that you're mentally ill, you should not be ruling or representing anybody. She's not normal, okay? Women's rights, you want to represent women's rights. And some of women are, I'm very proud of women because in many cases women have more bravery than a lot of men are gutless and ballless. I say, just being sarcastic,
that's true.
Women often have more cojones or intellectual balls than the men. They may not have physical testicles, but they get intellectual and spiritual testicles. How's that?
Right. But, for example, you go down to South America, Central America, and Mexico, women do not have the rights that American women have. And the same is true throughout the Middle East.
Well, the thing is, when you have women's rights, and they're normal women, straight women, then it also protects the family. Look at this woman, Green. They're trying to remove her from the Congress because she actually is saying things that are the truth. And they're actually trying to actually remove her from Congress. That's how crazy things are. Remove her. She's elected. They're trying to remove her because she's raising issues they don't want to hear.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. Remember this one? I'm trying to get her on the show, but she's not responding to my email so far. See, I don't know. Maybe their advisors say, don't talk to Diggleman. You don't want to be interviewed with that guy. He's a total crazy person. Yeah, I am crazy. Crazy truth. How's that? Crazy strong. Crazy brave. And crazy solutions. You ask me for a problem, and the solutions are usually really godly and straightforward. I mean, you know, I believe in protecting everybody's life, no matter whether you're straight or gay or whatever. I believe in the unborn to the elderly. I believe no matter what your skin color is, we all are human beings. We're all part of a family. And I believe if we strengthen other nations, they won't want to come here because they'll love their own little country and their own culture. And the problem is that we create this banking system so we can suck everybody else dry and make them slaves. And now the globalists want to just get rid of a lot of us and turn us into cyborgs. What do you think? Duh.
Yo.
No wonder things are going down the toilet. So guess what? We need to just face reality. If we pray to God and have simple solutions and we do them, the problems just go away. They just spread like a morning mist, as they say in Scotland. When the sun arises, the mist of confusion lifts. And solutions are right there, like little flowers in the highlands. Is that true?
Yes.
Flowers of truth. How's that?
Yeah.
Take care, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. For the whole family.
Get help.
Womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One.
capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.